Listen closely. The views discussed in this podcast are solely those of the hosts. Audience discretion is advised.
And don't hold this shit against us.
Nice attraction.
Get it in.
Excuse me. You beating me?
Mm-hmm.
That's a me steak.
Funny.
When I park my car,
what you do?
I pull up the e-brake.
Slow down.
You hear that? I'm buzzing. Big family. No cousin.
You got that,
bro? Yeah, bro. It's like we were talking about a minute ago. I'm not built the same. My knees aren't as flexible. My back can't take, you know what I'm saying? So it comes with drinking too, you know what I mean? So I try not to, because it seems like you either realize you can't drink the same, or you've been drinking heavily for so long, bro. Your inside's already done, so it's whatever.
Yeah, literally. You gotta start going to the doctor, getting specific kinds of exams and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about, yeah, we need to make sure that you don't have too much of this kind of mineral in your liver.
Man, I live my life always looking at what other people are going through, and I go, I don't want this to happen to me.
Yeah.
I remember this one time, dog, I had this homie who was like, I went to the doctors, and he was like, yo, you see these white spots in your stomach? It's because of how much alcohol you've been drinking, and da-da-da-da-da. After he told me that, I go, I never want to be in that position. And I've never been in that position. But, like I was telling you off the record, I feel like at our age, bro, like, I realized something the other day. I go, yo, why am I still living like I'm early 20s?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's not even like, oh, I'm getting old, because I'm not. It's nothing crazy, but you got to realize at some point, yo, shit ain't sweet. You know what I mean? Like, things aren't the same. You can't be doing this. You can't be doing that. Like I said, your knees don't work the same, bro. Like, now I need an extra oomph just to get out of a car if it's sitting too low to the ground. So,
yeah. It's not easy being greasy. No, it's just not easy getting old, man.
It's not.
I'm in my late 20s now, technically. And that shit is starting to feel weird. Yeah,
that's a guarantee.
Don't you remember in math class when they're like, if it's above 5, then you round up?
Yeah.
I hit 26 and I was like, damn, I'm almost 30.
Yeah, bro. But you know what's crazy about that? Besides the joints and the body not feeling the same, I do feel mad young. Yeah. I feel like my 21st birthday was yesterday. You know what I mean? So that's the other thing. Like, as we grow older, yeah, the body does change. Which I think, you know, you can fix easily with some exercise, some dietary restriction, whatever you want to call it. But, again, bro, even walking out of my room, I go, yo, look at this setup. But I also got to realize, I'm 27. That's not that old. You know what I mean? Like, when I look back and I'm 54, now I might be like, okay, what is this? If I'm still doing the same shit. Because I've lived twice my life at this point now. You know what I mean? But today I was like, God damn, I'm 27. I guess, you know, like, we'll see where we're at. And we've talked about career. We've talked about money and what we want to do, where we want to be at. But ultimately, bro, it's the drinking that really reminds you. You're not young.
Yeah.
You're not young.
Yeah, man. All of this shit. But, you know, this is not supposed to be a reminder that you're old episode. But
but we are old.
I mean, it's not a reminder, but I mean, let's think about it. I still see people our age, and I hate to sound like, you know, the parents, and which, first of all, welcome back to another episode of The Winning Podcast. Like, fun, some real shit. This is your host, Luigi.
And Caleb. Sorry, I almost forgot that I was here for a second.
I feel that. But on a real note, like, I think it's a beautiful thing, really, because I feel like, even, honestly, I wish we're not going to talk about it from that angle, but I'm at the age now where I'm like, yo, this is some dope shit to be like, yo, I'm done drinking, actually, I'm cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm on a vibe. I'm on a vibe. I'm good off that. And then you just kind of write that out. So that's mainly what I was trying to say, because getting old is not a bad thing, because, again, it's experience.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, getting to some some other topics. But I've been seeing that, I want to talk about the Southwest. Is Southwest Airline a bad airline to fly? That's the first question I want to talk about. Okay. Is that one of the, you got to pay for water, you might have to fly the plane yourself. What is Southwest Airline?
I don't think I've ever really heard very many bad stories about Southwest, aside from the people that we know, cough, cough, does, that have money and travel and shit.
Because
the people that have money and travel, they don't be traveling Southwest. Like, you, the typical names that you hear are Delta and, like, all the international airlines. You don't hear much about Southwest because it's, like, right in the middle of domestic American and international.
It sounds racist if I'm being honest, but
hey, that's fair. I've never had a bad experience with Southwest, but I've only flown Southwest once.
I don't know if I've ever flown Southwest.
Exactly. We don't live in the Southwest.
See? But anyway, Southwest Airline threatens, the pilot threatens to turn the plane around if people don't stop sending him nudes.
I'll just start this off by saying sending somebody unwarranted nudes is assault in some ways.
It is,
you know,
it is also a crime.
Yeah, it's a crime. Like,
but also, I'm saying, bro, it must have been some ugly ass nudes because he didn't even want them.
Yeah, he didn't want them. Also, how you send so many nudes to the pilot that it's just like,
how did y'all know that was the pilot?
Yeah, that is a good point.
I guess it does say his name.
Maybe.
Like, ladies,
like,
and gentlemen, you're flying da-da-da-da, I'm pilot so-and-so and such.
I don't know. I've never remembered a pilot their name.
But
so.
Also, the next question is, how many of y'all were really sending nudes? Because aren't you supposed to have your phone on airplane mode?
Your Bluetooth and your Wi-Fi should have been off.
Uh-huh.
That's all I know. And, you know,
I
for
mean,
what
I
it's
don't
worth,
know.
The pilot also should have been on airplane mode.
I know.
Practice what you preach, but...
And to be real with you, honestly, bro, if you turn this plane around after I paid all this money and I wasn't part of the schlong and whatever else you got in your bucket, whatever, I'd be upset. I'm more willing to open the freaking cargo door and tossing them out with a parachute and good luck than I... You're turning this plane around. Because
I will
what
turn
do you mean?
Southwest into Spirit real quick.
You feel me? So that was insane to see. It does make me also wonder, like, who was sending him these nudes in? Was it a prank? Did the pilot walk on and everybody go, oh my God, look at this man or woman? They didn't really specify the pilot's sex. So what? Like, what was that about?
I don't know, man.
Also, I think it takes a lot of confidence to go, yo, look at my body parts. I'm going to send that.
I mean, this comes back to what we were talking about in the last episode of that the world is just way more ratchet of a place post-COVID. Like, I swear people weren't doing this kind of outrageous nonsense 2 years ago. And I'm sure they were, you know, in some cases.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely had some times in class, you know, in college where people are like, hey, yo, you know, stop airdropping like that. That's whack.
Man, but I get it.
But it's been a while since I've heard some crazy airdrop stories.
But that's what but I get it. Because, you know, like you said, we've all been inside. Now we're back in a group community. You always hear a lot of time that people move like in herds. So you hear the first 5-10 people drop a nude. You probably go, well, my shit don't look that bad, so I'm going to toss it in there, too. I feel it. Yeah, that's some real herd mentality, but come on. Come on.
Stop showing yourselves.
Yeah,
you know?
That's not... Look, all I know is all it takes is the wrong person. My man could have had the worst reaction to just seeing the flashing images, and then not everyone's having a bad time. We don't want to go there, but you know it's true.
And you know... Yeah, sure. Maybe they would have gotten into the air. Everybody's phones would have been on airplane mode. But knowing people in the current day and age, that's not where the joke would have ended.
No.
They would have kept fucking with him for the whole flight. And I know that for a fact. So I feel him on the, you know, if we can't get this under control, I'm going to just opt out.
And honestly, bro, I'm coming from a place where don't send me nudes if you don't mean business.
Hey, you know, that's fair too.
You feel
if
me?
You're not about to come up to the cockpit.
Yeah, if you're not about, yeah. And there's a lot of words there that make sense. You feel me?
God
like,
damn.
You feel me? So What's the point? Now, I don't know. Again, you might think what I'm saying is extreme, but think about the people sending nudes in the airplane. You can't do that over Wi-Fi easily, so I know what y'all really up to. Is all I'm saying.
Y'all ridiculous for sending near-field connection nudes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. And, man. I don't even want to get into how bad that joke could have turned into. I just hope at least some of them were worth looking at, because I know that he had a bad time. Yeah. To turn the plane around, you must have had a bad time. Just like Blueface and his girl, you know, I keep seeing news about them fighting all over social media. I don't want to spend too much time on this, but, you know, it's one of those things, man. I need COVID to really go away, because we need people outside off their phones, because this can't be modern day news that two hood rats are fighting in the middle of the street, and that's what we're looking at nowadays.
I just hate the commentary of getting on Instagram immediately after you're arguing with your significant other and being like, oh, look what Bae did to me. Aren't they crazy?
She got fake teeth, bro.
Like, what the fuck is this? That's some wild
shit. And I don't mean to discriminate against having fake teeth, but goddamn, girl, like, you got a whole lot going on. You got a neck tattoo. You're fighting in the streets. You're playing football with niggas twice your size. Like, there's a whole lot going on. And then Blueface?
Bro, you are Scorpion pulling your girl from the nether. Like, get over here. And I just cannot handle that shit. That is wrong.
I needed to stop.
Yeah.
We can't keep entertaining that. Where do they live? I think they live in California. I thought shit like that only happened in Atlanta.
I'm pretty sure they live in California. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they live in California.
This is something I'd see from Atlanta. Florida. You know what I mean? Like, places like that. Maybe New York. You know what I mean? But It was interesting, because at the same time, some guy came out and goes, man, couples can't move here and do this and da-da-da-da-da. And I go, because these couples are out here like Blueface and his girl. Yeah. You guys, first of all, y'all shouldn't be together. Second, deranged, clearly. You know what I mean, bro? A vibe.
Every homeowners association in a suburban neighborhood is going to start setting rules as to how you can behave with your partner now, mm-hmm. because of shit like this.
And honestly, there's so many of us outside. You hear there's monkeypox. You hear of, I guess, COVID's going away. And they actually pulled back on some of the monkeypox restrictions or whatever was happening. But come on,
It's because people... Monkeypox thing was interesting. Is interesting. Because as soon as people started hearing about it, they went, oh, man, that means that we can't be having sex? Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to get vaccinated right quick.
Yeah. Man,
if they would have told everybody in the first year of COVID that getting COVID-19 was sexually transmitted, everybody would have gotten vaccinated. I feel that,
bro. Them Africans would have been drinking cold beers.
Bro, yes. Everybody would have been on that shit. But you can't really convince people to do shit unless it's going to fuck up something that they do weekly.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, people didn't think that COVID was going to fuck their shit up weekly.
I mean, bro, but monkeypox might. It's a cough. You know, I might lose a little bit of taste here and there. Like, I could deal with that. But you tell me I walk around here looking like I got the bumps, the measles, polio, and chicken pox all at the same time? That's different. No one's going to want to touch me.
Yes. When it becomes physical is mm-hmm. when people start caring.
Yeah, bro. With a little cough, what's a little cough? You know, like damaged lungs. A lot of people smoke tobacco or marijuana nowadays. Who really cares? But you tell me I come out the thing looking like holes?
Nah.
Yeah.
Also, I'm too old to be having anything pox related.
Exactly.
Like, I had chicken pox as a kid. I had to quarantine for a week and a half. We did that shit. I'm done.
The only thing I'm out here getting are pockets.
Yes. Easy money.
That doesn't even make no sense. I'm mad you agreed with that.
Hey, it worked though.
Oh man, but yeah, man, so it's kinda crazy right now. Stay safe. Stay inside.
Stay strapped.
Yeah.
With condoms.
I mean, I think you can get it from, like, touching people, right?
Yeah.
I just don't know what it is. It looks like you got worms growing out of you, but I don't want to dive into that. Anyway, rappers and responsibilities.
I'll start this off by talking about how I appreciated, you know, YBN Namir is, like, barely 21 years old.
Isn't it Justin Namir now?
Yeah, it's just Namir now because YBN, all that shit. But Namir is like 21, 22. Hey, I'm just saying. I'm not trying to speak on full rap community shit. I'm just talking about we're in this subject of people talking about drug and alcohol addictions. Namir came out like, what was that, like 3 or 4 months ago now, where he was like, I have been drinking every day since I was 16, and this Negro is 21.
That's crazy.
And you're like, that's terrible. How?
That's crazy.
Who was assisting you in doing all of these things? And I think that that just brings up a really good point about we live in a day and age now where rappers almost have more of a responsibility to the community than anybody else does. Mm-hmm. Because if you, like we talked about before, you know, if... like that pastor getting robbed. If you're supposed to be putting back into the community and you don't, and that's observed, I don't really feel bad if you get robbed.
No.
So
no,
you know,
he had it coming.
Yeah,
he had it coming.
When I see rappers and entertainers trying to do things to like create an awareness for these problems that actually exist in the communities to which they serve, that's important to me. Like, Blueface going and throwing money at niggas in the streets and like in South California. That's not okay.
Don't you wear there though?
Yeah, I do. That doesn't prove anything though.
Oh, you're right.
But when you see things that are like, yeah, you know, like, man, the reason why everybody talks about Nipsey was helping the community. Mm-hmm. As soon as you actually start putting things back into the community, that's when I start having real respect for people.
But
in the
music
game.
A lot of times the people who do that, they end up getting the shorter end of the stick.
Yeah, but, you know, that's because, I don't know, I'm of the mind of the type of people that are like, if we could convince everybody to do it for an extended amount of time, that would solve the problem more.
Yeah.
But the real issue is people have that same mindset where they go, such and such tried it, and they got killed, so where does that leave me? And
well,
you're like,
I mean,
well, you
that's
know,
not what I'm saying, but I'm saying, you know, we got to be honest, like, not everyone is cut from the cloth of... let me keep on doing the righteous thing because,
yeah,
like, you know what I mean? Like, it's obviously you want everyone to do the best thing and be righteous by everyone, but ultimately, like, that did happen. And because my question for you is going to be, should rappers stop taking cosigns from the hood? Because those things seem like you can't have one without the other right now.
What kind of cosigns, though, do you
like
mean?
Like, the violence and the drugs and the women and everything cosign. You know what I mean? Obviously, some rappers are above doing that. Like, very few rappers are above the cosign of needing the hood. But a lot of rappers, that's the resume. That's where you got to come from. You got to come from the mud. Or even if you're Freddie Gibbs, you'd be lying about coming from the mud because your dad was a cop. You know what I mean? Like, you still got to say whatever you got to do to sound like you came from a struggle. You came from, like, the nasty, shitty grills to the diamond ones you own now.
I mean, I don't know. It's hard for me to speak on how that process in and of itself works. Because I'm not going to be the one to be like, what is rap without talking about doing vile things, you know?
But I mean, you can.
But, like, generally speaking, the majority of the ones that are talking about that shit is because they're doing it. And I'm not going to condone them doing it or not. But when you are in the dirt and that's all you're surrounded by, what do you expect them to talk about?
Well, okay. A lot of them aren't doing it. I'm going to be real with you.
Yeah. And
a lot of them aren't doing it because what you find out about a lot of rappers is they hang out with the people doing it so they can go back and tell those stories. You know, yeah. A lot of times that's what they're not doing. A lot of these rappers are not catching bodies.
All they
selling
are
weight and whatever.
All they are scribes. And that's all we pay them to do.
Oh my gosh. Sometimes.
That's all we pay them to do. They tell good stories.
They do tell. That's all. Okay, but all rap is storytelling. I get that. But what I'm saying is, should rappers stop taking cosigns from the hood? Like, once they get that record that sends them forward, should 21 Savage no longer make a Coke record? Should Pusha T? Should Pusha T now? I'm done to see, yo, I can't be talking about that.
No, I don't. I have no qualms with using those things to your advantage.
It is entertainment.
It's entertainment. Mm-hmm. And, like, even if we... Let's just say, for instance, people stop talking about that. If every rapper in the game stopped talking about hood rat shit all at once, the media would still portray it as they were doing it.
Man, and the thing is, the Asians would not know what to do at the clubs.
Yeah,
let's bro. Be honest. I'm not trying to call anybody out. This ain't even to make it a race thing, but hip-hop, rap,
it runs R&B, a lot of
it
shit.
It gives a lot of life to a lot of things. You take hip-hop... White people wouldn't know what to do in the club, bro, because now you can't mix new EDM shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's one of those things where, like, I don't think a lot of people realize that if you do take the hood shit out of it, there's no more twerking. You can't be out here with your girl popping your ass and da-da-da. It no longer makes sense.
I also want to call back to, like, other eras of music using the same vices. So, like, you know, we have rappers and shit talking about shit that they're not actually doing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I only say that that's okay because if you go back and you listen to Marty Robbins, one of the whitest Western artists of all time, Marty Robbins is out here talking about being a cowboy and an outlaw. That motherfucker wasn't riding around horses shooting people. Come on. This was like the 60s. Motherfuckers had cars by then. Like, that, and we just let him talk about it. We let him talk his shit, you know, because...
But in some real shit, though, being at the red light and a nigga pulling up on you on a horse and capping your shit...
Bro.
That's insane.
That would be killer.
That's insane.
That's why I wish the world was a bit more, you know, it's half analog, half digital. Because we would have shit rugged. Like that.
Man, but...
And on that same note, you know, rappers can be the Marty Robbins, you know? They may be talking about all this outlaw cowboy shit that they're doing in the hood, but it's not happening like that, and it's okay, because, you know, Marty Robbins wasn't out here capping motherfuckers with a big iron on his hip, and that's all right.
Big iron on his hip. That's crazy. No, I mean, I get that, but I feel like at some point, there's a bit of a disconnect.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I guess is what I'm trying to say. But I also don't know the answer because I love a good gangster record.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if melody, gangster rap, whatever you want to call it, if there's not a line in there talking about all the shit we've been done and that's not supposed to be done, I'm probably not about it. Because that's the vibe. I know I'm not, because, bro, you know what I'm saying? We work desk jobs. Like, we're not really about it, but it's good to hear the boys be out in town wrecking havoc. Because every now and then you feel like you're out in town wrecking havoc.
And what you want to do is, you, as an entertainer, you have to play to your audience.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Tupac, do I believe that this motherfucker was murdering people in the streets? Mm-mm. Absolutely not. You would never do that if you wanted to have a public
face. There's only so many bodies you can catch before you just go away.
Exactly. So I'm not going to talk down when a person is like, yeah, you know... Soulja Boy is still popular.
Come on.
This motherfucker lies about everything.
Everything.
So, I mean, there's not really anything you can do about that. If you're an entertainer, I respect you for doing whatever it is that will get you money without completely having people turn against you.
Yeah.
And, like, 21 Savage, when they found out that man wasn't actually from Atlanta pure, they were like, oh, man, we got to start calling him Bruv and Govna, and this motherfucker just keeps dropping records.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to stop him. Mm-hmm. He's going to keep talking that shit because that's what he's known to do, you know? And he knows his audience. His audience wants to hear that shit.
He does.
They want to hear 21 and all that shit.
They probably go, yeah, this thing, he ain't even American. They probably like hearing that.
Exactly.
So I guess that brings us to our next topic. Which I guess is a slight version, but it's like the red pill, you know what I mean? Especially when you're doing multimedia like this, do you think censoring yourself or code switching is necessary?
That's difficult. It depends on the kind of artist you are in the music industry.
Mm.
If you...
Not just music.
Nah, not just music.
Art,
it depends
anything.
On it depends on the industry of art in which you exist. So, you know, like... Myself, as an erotic artist, it's difficult for me to tell that to everybody. I don't put that on my resume. You don't see my drawings of figures in the nude on the bottom of my resume being like, I can make logos. Like, you gotta know when and who wants to hear all of this stuff and needs to see it. So, you know, I'm definitely one for censoring yourself when it needs to happen, or, you know, code switching whenever it needs to occur. Because there's going to be some times when, you know, the shit that you normally would have said might get you into some sticky situations. So you got to know who you're surrounded by to know which is appropriate.
I mean, I guess that's fair.
That's like, but, why, you know.
No, I mean, I guess in a way, but you can't. That's a hard one to tackle because I feel like code switching is necessarily, is initially or usually addressing when you don't need to do that, but you do it anyway.
Yeah, but then that's just defining code switching as something with a connotation, not a denotation.
See, that's the thing with you niggas. Y'all niggas don't be trying to. Y'all don't, whatever.
What are you talking about?
Nothing.
You're trying to talk about code switching, thing, bro, then we can talk about
next
it.
Next thing, bro, Kevin Gates. You know, I feel like Kevin Gates is that friend in his friend group that just be doing too much. I don't want you standing on stage talking about what you're doing to people in their stomachs. Mm. I don't need Kevin Gates talking about he's out here drinking pee. I don't need to hear Kevin Gates talking about his. Leave it alone, bro. Leave it alone. Kevin Gates needs to be canceled. This is an official PSA to the community because Jesus Christ, dog. Like, what are you talking about? And you know what I think about that is this really started after he went on Young Miami's podcast, which Diddy, just because you're out here with these women, don't mean you got to give him a podcast.
Bro, but Diddy is also the same man who created 5 iterations of Making the Band, so...
I guess that's fair. But you know what I mean? They're having these conversations like, oh, this... But I think after that episode, he really felt like he had to embody what he said in that episode. Now he's on stage, stroking the air, talking about this, what I've been doing to the women's stomachs. And I'm like, bro, that's just... I don't remember Kevin Gates being that type of rapper.
He's always kind of been kind of grimy. I'm not going to lie to you. He's always kind of been saying weird shit. That's why I've always kind of been off Kevin Gates. Like, my friends in high school were so heavy on the Kevin Gates and the really, really. And I'm like, you know, he's got some fire songs that are, like, good for, you know, a whole bunch of the crew is sitting together smoking.
Yeah.
But when you listen to his actual whole catalog, he be saying some weird shit here and there.
Some wild shit.
And so, I don't know. That's why I don't really give him too much love and respect because he can do what he wants. You know, he's Kevin Gates. Yeah. But the thing that
we need to put a stop to that.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
How do we determine who gets a card of you do whatever the fuck you want and no one's going to care? How did Kevin Gates get one of those?
I don't know, man.
But can we actually talk about that? Because
that's fair.
That's actually insane to say Kevin Gates can do whatever, because I believe you, clearly, and he does. But who? At what point in the day or night did somebody pull up to Kevin Gates' house with a golden key talking about, bro?
I think it's mainly the fact that Kevin Gates is one of those people that people don't care enough about. Mm. You know, people say they love Kevin Gates. They want to see him perform all this stuff, get mad when he doesn't show up at shows, blah, 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 blah. But he's only just barely popular enough for us to care.
I guess that's fair.
And, like, if he did literally anything else, we would stop caring.
Man, because whenever I hear Kevin Gates, I go, he did not say that.
Yeah.
He did not say that. I don't look too much into it, but I go, man, come on.
He's got shock value. Mm-hmm. There's something about him that's got shock value. And I think that originally... He was a Rick Ross. Like, he was big. And people are like, you just another big nigga rapping.
He was.
And then he lost all the weight. And now he's just a regular nigga. And people are like, you're kind of fucking weird.
Yeah. Jumping on stage, doing acrobatics.
Yes.
Stroking the air.
And they're like, when you were thick, we didn't really think too much of it, you know, because it's whatever you get into. But now you're a skinny nigga and you're out in everybody's face doing the shit.
Yeah,
like,
bro, and I'm going to be real with you. If I'm at a concert and I see a man start unbuckling his pants, taking up his belt, I'm out the door before you do whatever you're getting ready to do.
Whatever it was.
Yeah.
Because this is not a Steve Aoki concert and I did not come here for things in my face.
No, bro, like, we're just not doing it. So, moral of the story, Kevin Gates, relax.
Please.
Relax. It's okay.
Bro, please.
But anyway, Fabio City signed for 5 bands. Yikes. I forgot who did he say he signed to. Whoever he signed to, he said he signed for 5 bands. And then the person he signed to doubled down. Mace. It was Mace. Mm. He said he signed to Mace for 5 bands, but Mace came out and said it was actually 750K. Mm-hmm. You rappers got to read them deals better. Was it 5 bands for you to rent some cars? Like, you know what I mean, bro? Cause Mace was like, "Yo, I'm the new Diddy," but he was clearly joking. This is a little bit of old news, but I just want to talk about this because Meg is still on her ongoing battle with her legal team, trying to get out of her deal with her current label because they felt like they got done dirty. I'm not in the industry, and I don't know how you get done dirty in the industry. But Fabio, Meg, are you guys not reading these contracts? Like, you know what I mean, bro?
Generally speaking, as Kanye West brought up about a year and a half, 2 years ago, no, they're not. Straight up, they're not reading these contracts. So, I mean, it's not outlandish for you to be like, "I didn't know that this said this." And they're like, "Well, here on page 57, you're like, "Well, I only got to page 3, so.
Yeah. But, I mean, I feel like as an entertainer, if I'm getting ready to sign a deal, I want to, because I'd have demands. So where are these demands in the contract? I at least want to see that.
Well, that's the thing. A really good contract writer will give you those demands up front. So that's not ever a question. The first 3 pages will have all of your demands on it. And then the last 25 will have all the addendums.
That's crazy.
Where they're like, "Oh yeah, you know, like, you said that you wanted $5 million for a house. So we will buy the house. You're not going to get the $5 million. We're going to buy the house for $5 million cash up front. And if you fuck this deal up, we're taking that house."
That's crazy.
Because we own it. We bought it.
That's crazy. See, that I wouldn't sign a deal like that. I think, I mean, obviously in a perfect world, and I know I wouldn't get it, I'd want... Here's one thing I don't care for in the deal. My publishings. Because if I ask for my publishings in the deal, and now I got to figure out how to make money off of those.
That's true.
You know what I mean? So I would always go for the percentage game. That's where I'm at. You know, like, whatever y'all... Because, you know, like, imagine if... Because that's what Lil Wayne did. Lil Wayne goes, y'all can keep the catalog. I'm going to sell it to y'all for $175 million. Boom, automatic, worth $175 million. But I also want residual income. Yeah, I'm not going to get the most, but that cuts the middleman of me having to sit down on all these deals, having to do all this work, and having to actually, you know, make this happen. So a lot of time I see rappers and entertainers being like, "I want my masters, I want this, I want that, I want out this deal." But I go, man, it sounds like a lot of work to actually, like, do those things. And are you willing to do that work to see those potentials maxed out? And I feel like a lot of them aren't, if I'm being real with you.
Yeah,
like, Fabio, you just got out of jail. I know you still got legal troubles.
Man.
You know what I mean, bro? Like, 750K?
Another problem with all of these rappers is, like, I don't know. It's really the industry taking advantage of black people.
That, ultimately,
and
yeah.
Just people who are struggling in general.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, anybody who just got out of jail is going to look at 5 grand even and be like, "That's fucking deals,
man."
Like,
for a couple albums?
Yeah, come on, man.
Come on, bro.
Nothing. And, like, I don't know, it's very difficult to look at an amount of money that's worth 7 times what the average amount, what the average American makes in a year,
mm-hmm.
and go, "Yeah, like, that's not enough."
Mm-hmm.
Because you're looking at that and you're like, 7 years of fucking easy money, no problem. And then in 6 months you spent all of it.
Exactly.
And you're like, fuck.
Okay, and man, well, people go, "How do you spend that much money?" Listen. Because you get that check, and now you're looking at things that cost that much.
Yep.
You're not looking at... Because you know what I mean, bro? Like...
You start getting shit in the mail from motherfuckers that already know that you got the money.
It's not even that. If you think about it, man, you grow up and you go, "All right, I'm making $10 an hour. I'm eating Taco Bell. That's the dollar menu."
Mm-hmm.
Somebody go, "Yo, you want to come here and work 25? Nigga, automatically you're at Qdoba buying $8 plates.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, yes. Think about it that way. Like, stop thinking, "Oh, if I had that money, I'd invest." No, bro. You would go and buy the house that's $300K because you think that's a good investment. But boom, $300K gone right there.
Man. You know what I mean, bro? And like
a lot of rappers, they start with this idea. They're like, you know, once you get that deal, you buy your mom a house. $750,000 is one house.
That's a lot of money.
One house.
Well, a lot of entertainers, not even
sometimes.
A lot of entertainers go, what I need to do is buy into the lifestyle because it'll just pay itself off.
Yeah.
No. It does. I know it doesn't work that way, and I'm not even in the industry because you can't go. For me to rap about expensive cars, I need to have the expensive... No, bro, because now you don't have the money for the marketing. You don't have the money for the features. You don't have the money for anything or your taxes. And now you're Wesley Snipes.
Yup.
And that's why.
Or Chris Rock a few years ago. Chris Rock was running from taxes, too.
That's true. And he came back fat from that prison food.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He did a couple of Netflix deals to pay off the debt, I'm sure. And now he's vibing, I'm sure.
Easy.
He's vibing. But anyway, talking about comedians like that, not Chris Rock. It was Chris Tucker.
Chris Tucker, yeah.
Chris Tucker. Talking about Chris Rock, though.
Man, Chris. How you fumble Rush Hour fun?
Yeah, bro. Man. Will Smith put out an apology to Chris Rock. Chris Rock didn't want to hear anything about it. Real nigga moment, I feel it. Nigga, don't ever smack me in public and expect me to just take your apology. That's crazy. That's sick time for you to spend.
Not only that, though, but Chris's perspective was, I'm not going to say anything about it unless somebody's paying me for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got slapped in public, and I didn't get paid for that. So, yeah. If I'm going to talk about it, you're going to pay me for that.
Yeah, bro, and I've been said this, because everyone's like, oh, Will Smith did the right thing.
No.
To you?
No.
To you, but ultimately, in the bigger scheme of things, he did the most terrible things. And I doubled down because his wife comes out. I never asked him to do that. Matter of fact, I'm going to say he did do it. That's crazy.
Bro, everybody's playing him like a fiddle.
Yeah, no. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. Will Smith lost a lot of respect in the community. He will lose a lot of money
over the course of the next 7 years because of that.
Uh-huh. Chris Rock will continue to be the great comedian he is because people will be like, wow, bro, you made a joke that got a reaction out of Will Smith. Yep. And he will profit off of that. Will Smith will keep seeing his wife at the end of every summer with whatever guy she's seeing at the time. I'm sorry, Will, but it's just the reality of things. That's how you're getting played, bro. Like,
systematically, it's already happening. But mm-hmm. Your kids are going to start making way more money than you ever could have.
Yeah.
Like, Jaden, he's way more attractive and better in movies. I can't even lie.
Bro, the minute it happened, I go, yo, Will, one of my all-time favorite idols, bro, that's not the move.
No.
You have to be able to be like, yo, you know that wasn't the move.
What happened to doing it Big Willie style?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Come on. And now everyone's taking a loss.
Dissed by Eminem, but did it bother him? Nope, because he's classy. Mm-hmm. And then you slapped the shit out of Chris.
Exactly. Talking about artists like that, though, that, you know, people look up to, real big just personalities in the community. We have the Young Money reunion that was canceled, but later on hosted again. Bro, Drake, Nicki Minaj, and Lil Wayne sitting on one stage together, I couldn't handle it.
That would be bomb.
I couldn't handle it. I can't believe that's all you said. That would be bomb.
I don't even know what to say about it because I wouldn't have anything prior to going to it or like before going to it that would really be equivalent to what the experience would be.
Yeah.
Like going to Kid Cudi, I was like, this shit's about to be lit. And it was, but it was more than lit, and I just don't have words for that. And so, you know, to see all three of those artists, that is like a huge amount of my, like, middle school into high school existence.
Even college.
Is, like, those three artists.
Because, I mean, man, there are so many songs you want Drake, Nicki, or Wayne to perform that they wouldn't because they're not those hits.
So, man, and each of their catalogs are so vast. Exactly. It's like way too big.
Exactly. So it's interesting to feel about it that way. But tickets were like $700, though. I wouldn't have made that.
Yeah, man. I spent $300 for Kid Cudi, and never again will I spend anything above $100.
Do you feel me?
I ain't even going to lie.
Man, even the weekend, bro. Even the weekend was a little taxing, and I was like, all right. This might be the last one for a while. Last news we got for this episode, Neo. Neo and his wife are separating. More recently, they're going to work out their differences. Mm-hmm. They're going to separate after 8 years of being together. But now Neo is
saying they're going to figure it out, but Neo's with the hoes. Like most gentlemen, it's not because he's black, because black men don't cheat, but Neo was with the hoes, and his wife was getting ready to leave him over that fact, but they worked it out. Do you believe that's true, they worked it out, or that was just for the cameras?
I don't know. You know, I have this idea that I don't think that any celebrity is ever truly... Maybe I'm just biased as a person who practices non-monogamy, but I just do not feel like these entertainers and celebrities are actually pushing monogamy that hard.
No.
Like, there's no way that y'all got together and were like, with all this fame and money, it's gonna work out perfectly for us. Mm-hmm. Even though it's never really worked out for any celebrity before us.
Or normal people.
Yeah, or normal people. Yeah, we have a divorce rate that's higher than 50% in this country.
Yeah, bro, you know what I mean? So, let's cut the shit. Neo's with the hoes. He got caught up. But you know what? Devil's advocate, I'm sure that's what kept his marriage together.
You know, I'm starting to question this whole Kourtney Kardashian, Isaiah Thompson thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because clearly... they're in a non-monogamous relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no way this man is walking around Spain, walking around other countries with a different woman every time.
With all the hoes.
While his wife is at home taking care of the surrogate.
Yeah. Listen. No, I agree. I know the deal was, go do what you do. Just make sure you know who you come home to.
Come back for dinner.
Yeah. I know that's what the deal was. But us on the outside is waking up, you know, like the bunny houses all coked out, drugged out, needing life support. He's doing all this crazy shit. But ultimately, who knows what Courtney's up to?
Yes. Everybody thinks that these celebrity relationships, like, I don't know. Everybody always wants to chime in and be like, are they cheating? Are they this, that, and the other? And I'm like, you know, why don't you just wait like 3 weeks and I can guarantee you one of them will say something about it.
They're always together having dinner.
They're always. Man. If anybody is an example of this, is Ben Affleck and J-Lo.
Mm-hmm.
They're always still together. Mm-hmm. Everybody's always like, oh man, they broke up, this, that, and the other. And 2 days later, they'd be like, yeah, we saw him out at Dino's.
Like, yeah, bro. Because what if, hear me out, Mr. Thompson, Mr. Affleck, they were just really bad in the sack, bro. And the women go, learn the trade. I'll be here. Come on. You never know. Obviously, most likely not the truth. But ultimately, they're having a good time and good for them.
And this also comes back to the whole, like, who are we even to really speculate?
Yeah.
Like, celebrities are only celebrities because more than 5 people know them and watch them.
What if Neo's wife was only upset about the women she didn't know about?
Yeah, that's true.
You don't know.
I know... We've known people that are in non-monogamous relationships, polyamory, so on and so forth. The only thing that ever goes awry in those situations is when a person is like, yeah, you know, me and my main, we had this agreement that if I wanted to go out on dates, I'd tell them when I'm going on dates. And then they don't tell them when they're going on dates. And then that's all of a sudden you're like, you know, people hear about that second win and they're like, they're cheating.
Mm-hmm.
And the only part of it that you hear, the only part that you hear about is the needing to hide it.
Yeah.
Like, even if they were like, yeah, you know, we actually haven't been together for like years. We just happen to go places together all the time. And the media created that idea.
Mm-hmm.
What if that's the case? We never know. These motherfuckers could be best friends and both be gay. And we just don't even know.
Niggas wouldn't even know. They'd never have a clue.
Never.
Wait, because, you know, people always go, well, if I'm 25 and not married, we should just get married. Come on, bro.
Maybe it's one of those.
You never know.
Maybe it's a marriage suicide pact.
Mind your own business.
Yeah. Leave these celebrities alone.
Yeah. Honestly, it's gross.
Maybe Neo needs to go, you know, do some shit somewhere else. Maybe his wife needed a little, you know, pick me up. Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
But... hearing about Neo also reminds me about Nelly, and I just have to tell everybody that I talked to recently that Nelly does country music, that's really throwing me off these days.
Nelly's been doing country music.
I know, for like 4 years.
Yeah, how did you not know this?
Because that's how I figured out about, you remember in the last episode
Nelly's
when I was like...
Nelly's most infamous album is Country Grammar.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And because the reason why I was thinking about that was in the... was it last episode when I was like, when people were like, free Nelly. Mm-hmm. In looking up why Nelly was arrested, I also realized that he makes only country now.
Nelly's in jail?
He's not in jail, no, but he was arrested for assault. In Seattle.
Who is Nelly bitten up?
No, he was arrested for sexual assault. In Auburn, Washington.
Nelly was in Auburn, Washington?
In Auburn, Washington. You're lying. I'm not lying.
First of all, I hope the victim's okay.
Yeah.
My condolences.
Fuck Nelly for that.
But Nelly was in Auburn?
Yes.
Auburn, Washington?
In Auburn committing crimes.
The last couple months or?
No, this was like three or four years ago now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Auburn, Washington.
Yeah.
Who did he? Okay, I guess I can't.
Exactly, remember, yeah. Just... It's just Nelly. R.I.P. Nelly's career because, you know, you can't be saying it's hot in here anymore.
No. Ah! Oh, no. He's damn, you got to keep on all your clothes.
Yeah.
That's wrong. That's dirty. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
That's why, like, his career, like, the shift was so hardcore.
To and,
like,
country. Oh, that's yeah. what you mean, to country music.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the Caucasians don't care.
Yeah. Yeah. don't keep us on record as saying that, but yes.
I mean.
But, yeah. So, that's Nelly.
Nelly's gross for that.
Are we going to kick off some of these other things, talking about concerts and stuff?
No, that's for another episode.
All right.
That's for another episode. So on that note, Nelly's nasty. Apparently. Well, not apparently. Obviously. It's a little hot in here, so... Oh, I didn't even mean it like that.
No pun intended.
Yeah, man. Another great episode of The Winning Podcast. Thank you, Caleb, for sliding through once again.
As always.
Oh, man. We out.
It's time for some frozen pizza. Maybe some more drinks. We don't know.
I don't know, man. We out.